speak in Chinese this morning.
因为佛牧师他有事情要出城。
Because Reverend Fang has to go out of town.
所以他说我可不可以带他讲一次。
So he asked to see if I can help him speak today.
还有下礼拜佛牧师会给我们英文的信息。
So next week, Reverend Pang is going to give us an English sermon.
所以我们还是就是照平常我们教会的安排，就是第四个主日我们是英文，所以请你们原谅一下。So
we will still follow our normal schedule of having the fourth Sunday is an English sermon.
有一件事在我们信息以前，我还是要。 大家做的就是，可不可以我们花一分钟的时间跟我们周围的人 say hello？ 因为我们不晓得下礼拜他们还是不是坐在我们旁边一起崇拜，所以
我们很有机会，我们还是跟他们问安。 Can you spend 1 minute to say hello to your neighbor？
好，我们聚完会，我们还有中饭的时间，我们还可以交通。After
our worship, we still have some time to fellowship at lunch.
让我们一起低头祷告。Let
us bow and pray.
天父，我们赞美你。Heavenly
Father, we praise you.
这是你的日子。This
is your day.
我们来到你面前，我们要赞美敬拜你。We
come before you. We want to worship and praise you.
就像刚刚诗歌所唱，实在是无论是生是死，是高处是低处，没有任何一件事情能够让我们与神的爱隔绝。Just
like the song just we sang, no matter it's high or low, we cannot be separated from the love of God.
这爱是在主耶稣基督里面。And
this love is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
求主今天让我们能够再次体谅到主，你就在我们当中。Let
us may you let us feel your presence in our midst.
你的爱也在我们当中。And
your love is in our midst.
这是你的家。This
is your home.
这是你的身体。This
is your body.
请你跟我们说话。Please
speak to us.
祷告都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们继续打开刚刚我们所读罗马书第九章。Let's
turn to Romans chapter 9.
我相信在各区我们都读过这一段的经文。And
I'm sure that all the different regions of our Bible study have read this passage.
我相信你们已经很熟。
I'm sure you're very familiar with it.
很多时候，我们读到第八章的时候，我们留了好久的时间。And
when we were going through chapter 8, we spent a lot of time.
因为第八章里面实在是讲了很多的事情。Because
there's a lot to be discussed in chapter 8.
很多时候我都舍不得离开第八章。And
many times we don't want to leave chapter 8.
到了第九章是另外一个阶段。
And chapter 9 is another stage.
很多时候我们觉得说，这好像不是跟我们说的。It's
like it was not spoken to us.
或者我们可以跳到第十二章去读好了。Maybe
we just should skip to chapter 12.
9, 10, 11是跟犹太人讲的。Chapter
9, 10, and 11 is spoken to the Israelites.
好像跟我们没有关系。As
if it has no relevance for us.
但是我们今天我们来思考一下。But
today, let us meditate on this together.
这也是跟我们也是很有关系，很贴身的。It's
actually very relevant to us.
我们知道罗马书前面第一章到第三章讲到定罪的事情。I
know we, and Romans chapter 1 to 3, it was about condemnation.
3到5章是讲到称义的事情。And
chapter 3 to 5 is about justification.
6, 7, 8, 3章又讲到成圣的事情。
6 through 8 is about sanctification.
9-11却讲到拣选的事情.
And 9 through 11 is about selection.
那拣选的话, 这边我们一下就想到, 那大概就是犹太人吧.
And when we talk about selection, we think of the Israelites.
其实如果我们从上下文里面, 我们可以知道使徒保罗, 他所提到神的救恩, 不只给犹太人, 也给外邦人, 就是你我。
And if we look in context, we know that Paul, when he was talking about salvation, is not just for the Israelites, but also for the Gentiles.
外邦人有罪,
the Israelites, the Gentiles have sins, and so does the Israelites.
外邦人因信称义,
the Gentiles are justified by faith, so it's the same for the Israelites.
所以在基督里, 不论是犹太人是外邦人, 我们都在律法, 都不在律法之下。
So in Christ, whether it's Gentiles or Israelites, we're not under the law.
我们得胜有一个秘诀, 不是凭着肉体, 不是凭着我们的力量来守律法。
And our victory has a secret key, and that's not according to law.
乃是随从生命圣灵的律。
That is to follow the law of the Spirit, Holy Spirit.
所以使徒保罗他自己就问了很多的问题。
So Paul asked a lot of questions.
他是说这样的话, 犹太人从神所得的应许是否落空了呢?
So does it mean that the promise from God was all empty for the Israelites?
所以特别他这边从第九章第一节, 他好像他在这边讲到很伤痛的话。
So in chapter 9 verse 1, Paul said something that seems to be very painful.
特别第一节你看他说, 我在基督里说真话并不谎言, 有我良心被圣灵感动,
And in verse 1, Paul said, I'm not lying. My conscience confirms confirms it in the Holy Spirit.
接着在二节三节里面他又说,
And verse 2 and 3, he said he has unceasing anguish in his heart.
他不是已经为基督看万事如粪土吗?
Isn't Paul see all things as rubbish in Christ?
又说他为基督不以性命为念吗?
Isn't that he, because of Christ, he doesn't not worried about his life?
为什么在这边又有一个忧愁呢?
So why does he have great sorrow here?
甚至到一个地步，他说他与他自己被咒诅与基督分离也愿意。
Even to a point that he said he is willing to be cursed and cut off from Christ.
特别到第四节第五节，你看下去，他把以色列人的特权全部都列出来了。
And if you look at verse 4 and 5, it tells list all of
the very special characters.
Yeah, the special characters of Israelites.
以色列是神的选民。
Israelites are the chosen people of God.
也有儿子的名分。
And they have the name of sonship.
也看了荣耀, 看到神的荣耀。
And they saw the glory of God.
记得吗? 当会幕立起的时候, 神的荣耀充满了整个会幕。
Do you remember that when the tabernacle was erected, it was filled with the glory of God?
这是出埃及记40章里面。
And it is in Exodus chapter 44.
还有这边特别提到了诸约。
And here it talks about the multiple covenants.
与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
And these are covenants with Abraham.
摩西所立的约。
And covenants with Moses.
还有大卫也跟他立的约。
And the covenants with David.
更不用说律法了。
And not even mentioned the law.
摩西在 西乃山上拿到那十诫,
and Moses got the Ten Commandments in Mount Sinai.
还有其他许许多的律法, 他知道怎么建立这帐幕。
And a lot of laws to teach him how to build the tabernacle.
与约柜他已经翻了，还有很多的礼仪
and a lot of lot of ceremonies
敬拜侍奉神的礼仪
and ceremonies and worshiping God
还有很多的应许
and a lot of promises
应许就是有关于救赎主的来临
and it's the promises about the coming of Christ
这边讲到列祖
here it talks about the
patriarchs 讲到亚伯拉罕以撒雅各
here it talks about Abraham Isaac and Jacob
这是一个很特别的神所拣选的一群人
These are very special people that is chosen by God
记得我在学校的时候有一位教授他是特别从以色列请来的
I remember when I was in college there was a professor that was hired from Israel
他是教数理最难的一科
And he teach one of the most difficult math class
yeah, related to math yes
related to math
他第一堂来的时候他就拿了这么厚的那时候我们还用 transparency 那个投影片
first class he brought a thick stack of transparencies
他说我们看了都吓一跳他说这只是三分之一的课程而已
he said this is only one third of the syllabus of the class
他上课的时候一半的东西我们都听不懂
during class half of what he taught we don't understand
真的是神给这个民族有特别的智慧
God specially gave this, this nation a very, a lot of wisdom.
多年他所研究的全部都放进去，教科书以外不晓得加了多少东西。
And all his experience of his research he put into, put in addition to the textbooks.
两个月后第一次考试。
Two months later, the first exam.
我们班上有大概有十五、十六个学生。
A class of 15 to 16 students.
我们那天我们都有点害怕。
That they were kind of afraid.
所以我们几个学生，我们一讨论说，好，我们全部都坐在最后一排。
So we said, let's all sit in the back.
肩并肩坐。
And
肩并肩、shoulder to shoulder.
Shoulder to shoulder.
所以我们十六个人全部坐在最后一排。
All 16 people sit in the back row.
他进来看一下。
He came in.
他大笑。
And he laughed.
他说：“你们真的对这门课这么恐惧吗
？”Have such fear of this class?
坐到前面来。
Come sit in front.
的确，神给这个民族有特别特别的智慧。
God gives the special wisdom to this nation.
不只是这样子，我的女儿，我带他们去学琴，有几个就是犹太人。
I bring my daughter to piano lesson, and there were a couple of students that are Jewish.
老师。
Teacher, they're Jewish.
那这老师是提琴老师。
This particular one is a teacher of violin.
他有时候会拉一段给我女儿听。
And sometimes she would play as a piece of music for my daughter.
哇，那声音不一样。
And the music was just different. The tone was different.
我想他的提琴大概特别会。
So I think it must be a special violin.
因为他有一次跟我讲，他说因为我买这个琴，我现在还住在 apartment。
Because she told me one time that because she bought that violin, she still is living in an apartment.
So I'm thinking that that number is probably a six-figure violin.
I'm thinking that must be a six-figure violin.
So that violin is very good.
So it's the tone of the violin is very, very good.
有一次，他要拉一段给我小啊我女儿听。
And one time she played a piece of music for my daughter.
他没有拿他自己的琴，就把我女儿的琴拿过去。
She did not use her own violin. She played my daughter's violin.
可能他比较急一点，所以就拿过来就拉给他听。
maybe it's because she was in a hurry. She just took he just took her violin.
太拉.
When he played.
哇，我的琴也变成六位数字的琴声了。
And even my violin becomes a six-figure violin.
我才知道是神特别给这个民族有特别的东西在里面。
So then I know that it's because God had given special talents to this nation.
是在他们生命里面。
It is in their lives.
所以我们今天我们要来看一下这神的选民，神选择的原则是什么。
So today we wanted to see what is God's principle for the for His choice.
有没有人可以帮我一下 advance 这个 slide? 可以吗？还是卡住了？哦，可以。所以今天我们再回到罗马书第九章。
So today we go to Romans chapter 9.
15-16节, 我觉得这是关键的经文。
Verse 15 and 16, I think these are the key verses.
我们可不可以同声来念一下?
Can we read it together?
因他对摩西说, 我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁, 要恩待谁就恩待谁, 据此看来, 这不在乎那定义的, 也不在乎那奔跑的, 只在乎发怜悯的神，不在乎那定义的。
It's not on our desire or effort.
也不在乎那奔跑的。
On our effort.
只在乎发怜悯的神。But
on God's mercy only.
我为什么要用 abiding 这个字？
Why did I use the word abiding?
是我的题目。
As my title.
在11节后面, 他特别讲到就是, 有一个, 英文的字, 如果你看英文的圣经的话, 这边讲到说, my stand.
In verse 11, there's a word that says, might stand.
我就思考了很久。
And I thought about it for a long time.
这拣选跟我们能够在神面前能够站立得住有什么关系？
This election and our what's the relationship between God's election and whether we can stand it before Him? What's the relationship?
我看了几个版本。
I looked at a lot of different versions.
最后我最喜欢就是 Darby 他所翻的。
So finally, I like the one that's the one I like most is the Darby's
translation.
Why did he use this word abide?
Abide,平常我们思考或者是了解领悟的话, 就是居住或者是住在那里。
And this word abide means living.
但是它却还有另外一层的意思。
But there is another level of meaning.
就是领受。
And it's to receive.
如果我们没有办法领受神他这样的一个拣选,
if we cannot receive God's selection,
我们会发出说从我们心里发出说, 神你为什么这样子?
And we will, from our heart, we will ask God, why would you do that?
甚至在很痛苦的时候, 我们会说, 神你不公平。
And when we are in pain, painful situations, we might even say, God, you're not fair.
但是如果你了解我们要abide的话,
but if you understand we have to abide,
我们就会欣然领受,
then we will be able to receive.
我们从第一点我们来看,
so let's look at the first point.
讲到神的应许,
it's about God's promise.
在乎神的算得,
it's a it's what God reckons.
我们可以很辛苦的做一些事情,
we can take a lot of effort to work on something.
我们可以建造 一座城,
we can build a city. And we can write a lot of books.
但是如果这些事情,这些结果在神面前不是算得的话, 我相信我们一生通常是枉然的。
If all of these things are not reckoned by God, then our life is in vain.
神的应许我们必须要了解。
So we must understand God's promise.
我们从这第七节到第九节,就是罗马书这边提到以撒跟以斯玛利的故事。
And from chapter 7 to chapter 9 in Romans, it talks about the story of Esau and Jacob.
我们知道以色列人的祖宗亚伯拉罕,
we know that the Israelites ancestor Abraham
曾从夏甲生了一个孩子叫做以斯玛利。
From her his maidservant Haggai gave birth to a son called Ishmael.
他以为那个就是他的后裔。
And he thought this was his descendant.
神的应许可以成就了。
And God's promise will be fulfilled.
但是神说不然。
But God said no.
从你妻子撒拉生的那个才算。
It's the descendant from Rebecca is from Sarah. That's only God would reckon that.
这儿子你要给他起名叫做以撒。
And this son, you would have to give him his name Isaac.
特别他说，明年这个时节，撒拉必给你生以撒。
So next year this time, Sarah will give birth to Isaac.
所以这就是说，以斯玛利虽然从亚伯拉罕生的，但是却不算是他的后裔。
This also means that Ishmael, even though he is born of Abraham, he is not considered his descendant.
以斯玛利出生是撒拉，他属肉体方面的善的后果。
And so, Ishmael is born of Sarah, and this is born of the flesh.
他似乎好像很聪明，想了个法子，帮他先生生了一个儿子。
Sarah, maybe she thought she was very wise and to help her husband have a son.
乍听起来好像是一个好意。
When we hear it, it sounds like it is a good act.
其实是一个属肉体的交集。
But it is from the flesh.
所以才出了这样一个主意。
So that's how she came up with this idea.
把她的使女给她先生。
So to give her maidservant to her husband.
但是神并不承认这样的。
But God would not reckon this.
那我们现在看到以撒，他却是神凭着应许所赐给亚伯拉罕。
So we now see that Isaac is what God gave Abraham in his promise.
这是从这祖母所生的，就是他的太太撒拉所生的，这才算。
It's only born of Sarah, then God reckoned.
所以以撒是代表一切凭着神的应许。 接着信心作为亚伯拉罕子孙的人。
So Isaac is because of he's born of faith and that is from God.
这里面包括以色列人也包括所有的你我在里面。
So it includes all of the Israelites and also Gentiles including you and me.
凡相信主耶稣基督的人。
All that believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这的人不是从血气生的,
because this was not born of the flesh.
不是从情欲生的,
and not born of
desire.
也不是从人意生的, and it's not from a human thoughts.
是从, 乃是从神生的,
it's born of God.
这是约翰福音第一章十三节。
And it's John, Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 13.
这些人才是亚伯拉罕的真子孙。
And these are the true descendants of Abraham.
是包括新旧约所有里面的真信徒。
And it includes all of the believers in the New and Old Testament.
所以我们看到神的应许是第一个我们所要领受的。
So the first thing we have to accept is God's promise.
第二个我们可以从第十节到第十三节来看到神的旨意。
And the second point is we can see God's will or God's purpose from chapter 9, verse 10 to 13.
这是凭神的拣选，不是凭人的行为。
And this is from God's election, not from our works.
以实玛利跟以撒的关系，或者我们说，哇，这个一个是祖母生的，一个是使女生的，所以他们还是有啊，一个是上下的关系。
For the relationship of Ishmael and Isaac, even though one is born of one is born of the maid servant, one is born of the wife.
但是十节到十三节这边讲到又另外一种关系了。
And from verse 10 to 13, there's another relationship.
这边讲到以扫跟雅各。
Here it talks about Esau and Jacob.
这是从同一个母亲同一胎出来的。
And this is they are twins that born from the same mother.
就像我们教会最近有好多双胞胎。
It's like our church recently have a lot of twins.
所以你可以看到他们的关系是怎么样。
And we can see what the relationship is like.
是从同一个母亲出来的。
It's from the same mother.
同一时间出来的。
Almost the same time.
但是我们知道以扫跟雅各在他们还未生下的时候，他们个人的善恶还未表现的时候，神已经对利百加说一句话。
And we know that even before they were born, God has spoke to Rebecca.
他说将来大的要服侍小的。
And she was told the older will serve theyounger.
有人说、哦、为什么？
And we may ask why.
我们可以看到神的拣选在神他自己的旨意，而不是在乎人的行为。
And we see that God's election is according to his purpose.
也是凭着完全凭着神的恩典。
It's by his grace.
但事后这两个孩子长大了。
And after that the two grew up.
我们知道他们的故事。
And we know their stories.
我们知道以扫他失去长子的名分，因为他很累，他需要 一碗汤来补足他的力量。
We know that Esau lost his rights to as a firstborn because he was too hungry.
从新约里面，希伯来书十二章十六节讲的更多。
And in Hebrews chapter 12, it tells us a lot more.
他甚至讲到以扫是淫乱贪恋世俗的。
And it also tells us that Esau was he loves the world.
所以在这边我们更看出来神没有因着他们的行为来做拣选。
And we can tell that God did not elect based on their works.
因为他们还没有生下以前，还不晓得善恶，也不晓得结果的时候，神已经做了拣选。
Because they were not yet born, and it wasn't apparent that who about which one is good, and God has already made the election.
完全拣选是凭着神的恩典。
It is all through his grace.
雅各看中神的恩典。
And Jacob saw God's grace.
以扫轻忽神的恩典。
And Esau neglected God's grace.
他轻看了长子的名分。
He didn't put any importance in the right of a firstborn.
他轻看了神的应许。
He didn't put any importance on God's promise.
我们接下去再看十四到十八节。
And we continue to look at verse 14 to 18.
除了 神的应许、神的旨意以外，我们再来看一下神的怜悯。
And also through not only His grace, but also we look at His mercy.
十五节他这边特别说：“我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。”
And verse 15 says, "I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion."
我知道有一位属灵的长者，他写了一本书。
I know a spiritual leader wrote a book.
不止一本，是三本。
But not just one book, three books.
我想我们的图书馆也有。
And I'm sure we have it in our library.
这位长者他写的就是蒙怜悯、蒙恩待的。
They wrote
the title is 蒙怜悯、蒙恩待的。
Mercy and grace.
你知道这位是谁？作者是谁吗？
Who do you think the author is?
我相信姚伯母知道。
I'm sure 姚伯母 knows.
这位是吴勇长老。
And his name is 吴勇。
他的确是蒙怜悯、蒙恩待的。
And because he is under mercy and grace.
他几年前已经被主接回去。
A couple of years ago, he went to be with the Lord.
他在年轻的时候，他得了肠癌。
When he was young, he had cancer of his of the colon.
医生把他就是肚子打开以后，又缝起来说，就回去准备后事吧。
And during surgery, the doctor opened him up and just sewed him back up and said, "You have to just go and there's nothing I can do for you."
那时候他在30岁左右。
And he was about 30 years old.
但是他却被神重重的使用。
But he was used by God.
有一次他经过 Kansas City.
And one time he passed by Kansas City.
那时候已经将近70岁了。
And at that time he was almost 70 years old.
基督工人中心请他去。
And the witness center invited him.
他说他已经请他请了大概三四年了。
And they've been inviting him for three, four years.
终于他路过美国的时候，可以从这边美中下来。
And finally, he stopped by.
那高牧师高荣德牧师打电话给我说，因为你机场住的比较近，可不可以去载他一下
？And高牧师 said, "Can you go pick him up at the airport because you live so close?"
所以那天我就去。
So that day I went.
从机门门口出来，有一位个子也不高、瘦瘦的一个年长的弟兄。
So though coming out from the gate is a elderly brother who is not very tall and is kind of skinny.
那时候我已经读过他这三本书里面的第一册。
At that time, I already had studied, read one of his books.
所以我大概知道他的见证是什么。
And I already know his testimonies.
特别他提到这个，他是蒙怜悯、蒙恩待的。
And especially that we know that he was under God's mercy and grace.
他一下飞机就问我说，这边到基督工人中心还要多久？
So once he got off the plane, he asked me, "How long does it take to go to the Christian Witness Center?"
我说大概三个半小时就到了。
I said about 3.5 hours.
哦，他吓一跳。
Oh, he was surprised.
他说这个比我还坐飞机还要更久。
Oh, it's longer than my plane flight.
我坐了三个小时的飞机，现在还要三个半小时的车子才能够到会场。
I already had 3 hours of flight, and it takes another 3.5 hours to get there.
他说我最怕就是坐车子。
He said I don't like to ride in a car.
因为我会晕车。
Because I get dizzy.
他说这样好了，我们就先去吃碗面。
Let's go and eat some noodles.
十年前中国餐馆还没那么多。
10 years ago, there's not that many Chinese restaurants.
我就想到哪边吃个面。
I wonder where should I take him to go eat some noodles.
我就想到季姐妹。
So I was thinking go to
Betty. 我想也不好，也没有先跟她讲，然后我们两个就冲到他们家，好像不大好。
Well, but I have not told her, so I maybe it's not good to just show up.
所以我就硬着头皮，我就找一家在路边看到有一家 Chinese restaurant， 我就停下来，中国餐馆，我就停下来。
I went on the way there was this Chinese restaurant, so I stopped by.
我一进门 ，waiter 进来就说：“先生们，要不要吃碗面？”
I walked in the restaurant and the waitress came and said, "Do you want to have a bowl of noodles?"
他怎么晓得啊？我没有这样说，但是我说是，我们要吃碗面。I wonder
how does she know?
然后我们就坐下来，那吴勇长老他就点了菜，是海鲜面。And
then we sat down and he ordered a bowl of seafood noodles.
我说我要跟他叫的一样。I
said I want to have the same.
不久就来了。And
soon it came.
我吃了一下。
I ate some.
我说，吴勇长老，这个好像不大新鲜，不要吃，因为你今天晚上有信息，我吃坏的话不大好，我可以再叫。
I said, well, it doesn't taste like this. It's very fresh, and tonight you have to give a message, so maybe you shouldn't eat this.
我就把碗推开。
And I pushed the noodle away.
他说没问题，没问题，这个很好，哇，他稀里糊涂全部吃光了。
And he said, no problem, no problem. And he said, it's still very good. He ate and finished it.
我一直祷告主啊，今天晚上他的信息，我这样带他去，我不晓得会怎么样。
So I keep praying, and I'm not sure if he has to give a message tonight.
我们吃完了，我们就上路了。
And after we finished, we went on our way.
就是三个半小时到了会场。So
3.5 hours we got there.
他一下车第一句话跟我说，这是我坐车好久好久没有晕车的一次。He
said, once we got off, he said, this is one of the very few times that I did not get dizzy in a car.
然后大概一天半的时间我跟他在一起。
I spent about 1.5 days with him.
他没问题。
And he had no problem.
我说他的胃肠没问题。
And his stomach did not have any problem.
回来我接他到机场。
And on our way back, I took him to the airport.
我跟他走同样一条路。
And we go the same way.
我的脚不晓得去碰到什么 poison ivy.
And my feet has poison ivy.
肿了一大糊涂。
It was swollen up.
我很怕他也是会有如此的。
And I was afraid he was the same.
就问他，他说一切都很好。
And I asked him, he said, everything is fine.
哇，我才知道这个人身上真的是有神的怜悯。
And then I know that this person really has God's mercy.
真的是神恩待这个人。
And God's grace is on him.
他就是一个见证。
And he is a testimony.
我没有跟他讲， 这是我埋在心里的。
And I did not say that to him, but it's kept in my heart.
真的是像16节所说的， 人的定义而奔跑， 除非神与他同在， 向人施怜悯， 我们真正不能成就些什么事。
And it's just like verse 16, it says, it does not therefore depend on man's desire or effort, but on God's mercy.
我想， 神的怜悯我讲够多了。
And I've always spoken a lot about God's mercy.
我们再来看第四个。
And let's continue to look at the fourth point.
神的主宰。
And about His sovereignty.
是在乎神的预备。
It's about God's preparation.
特别20节、21节讲到。
Especially in verse 20 and 21.
我们不过是受造的。
We're just formed by Him.
对于创造的主要我们做些什么，我们没有办法反驳。
And about what He wants to do, we cannot talk back to Him.
正如窑匠从一团泥中取一块泥来做成贵重的器皿。
It's just like the potter who takes a lump of clay to create a noble
另外一块要做成卑贱的器皿,
and another lump to as a com, for common use.
不是受造的器皿所能干预的,
it's not something that the pottery can have as say so.
为什么两个礼拜前我们的姐妹, 她今天下午就要搬走了?
And today, our brothers and the sister is going to move away.
当他去参加特别聚会的时候, 为什么他还是流泪？他看旁边人，好像一点关系都没有。
As our sister went to this conference, and she had tears in her eyes, but when she looked around, nobody had any. Were not moved.
神的信息好像就是针对他。
It's just like God's message was just for her.
受造者有他的主权。
The Creator has the sovereignty.
有一次我记得我们教会有 outing.
I remember one time our church has an outing.
我觉得我们应该多有这种 outing.
I think that we should have it more often.
不只是 picnic.
Not only picnic.
出去住几天。
Maybe we should go out and stay at some place for a couple of days.
我想各家会有很大的 就是更多的认识。
And then we will know each other better.
孩子们可能也可以玩在一块。
And the kids can play together.
我记得有一次我们出去, 然后到了一个地方, 看到有一个窑匠, 他在表演怎么做那个, 做陶器。
And one time, I remember we went out and we saw a potter demonstrating how to make a pottery.
我们大概几百个人围着他。
And there was a couple of hundred people around him.
大家都在看他做。
And they were all looking at him making the pot.
你知道也很特别，就是你要做那个瓶子的话， 需要有一个转盘。
And to make a pottery, you have to have this turntable.
他就把一团泥就放在那上面。
And he put this lump of clay on top of it.
那因为他要用老式的方法来让我们看怎么做，所以他是用脚来踩这个转盘。
Because his demonstration is the traditional way of making it, so he uses his foot to make the turntable turn.
这转盘越转越快。
And the turntable goes faster and faster.
他就在那转盘上面开始做这个瓶子。
And on top of this turntable, he begin to make this pot.
开始是在桌上。
First it was on the table.
一团泥。
And it's a lump of clay.
他的手很巧，就慢慢把那些泥就这样一直往上堆。
And his hands was very skillful. It slowly make this pot on top go higher and higher.
这瓶子有细有窄。
And it has a skinny part and a wide part.
那转盘继续不断的转。
And the turntable keeps turning.
而且越转越快。
And it's turning faster and faster.
还有说拿一点工具在上面雕一点花纹。
Or take some tools to create some patterns.
它慢慢这瓶子上来有瓶口有瓶嘴。
And it has the brim and also the opening.
他也把那个把手也放上去。
And they also put the part that holds it up.
他一面做一面解释。
And as he was doing it, he was explaining.
那旁边还有一些做好的瓶子。
And there was also some samples of the already finished.
所以我们大家都在那边看, 哇，会出来会像哪一种瓶子。
And so we're all looking and see which this one would come out to be like.
后来我们看到到最后，他很仔细的，就是把最后好做，好像要做好了。And
towards the end, when it was almost done,
他把转盘就慢慢的停下来。And
he slowed down the turntable.
我想就是他要把这一团泥大概要放到旁边去，然后放到窑里面去烧。I
was thinking maybe he was going to take it and move it and put it into the furnace.
大家就开始就哇。 那种声音，整场都是哇，这样就快做好那种声音。
And there was a lot of noise around of people admiring it.
转盘停了。
And the turntable stopped.
他站起来。
He stood up.
没有想到他把整个已经做好的还是湿湿的这个瓶子，他整个把它压到最底端。
But he stood up and this pot was already done, but it's still wet, and he pressed it all down.
你知道全场人是发出什么声音
？What do you think everybody would say?
Oh, 你们可以想象。很多时候我们人生就是这样子。
Many times our lives is just like that.
我们开始的时候，我们去上班。
When we first go to work.
学校毕业了，好高兴。
We're graduated. We're very happy.
我们人生就像一个转盘，一直转。
And our life is like the turntable turning.
礼拜一到礼拜五，一直转。
Monday through Friday.
越转越快。
You're going faster and faster.
有时候你觉得哇 ，Oh, Friday again? 又礼拜五了。
And it's Friday again.
啊，常常说哦，又礼拜一了。
Oh, and then oh, it's Friday, Monday again.
好像那个盘子转盘就在那边转。
It's like the turntable is turning.
我们不敢停啊。
And we dare not stop.
我们会想到，哇，这个我们还有，这个是一个事业，还是我们这个是要养家，怎么样？我们不敢停这个盘子。
We do not dare to stop this turntable, whether it's our career or our livelihood.
但有一天
，But one day,
就说这主人把这盘子停了。
But the owner will stop this.Turntable.
我们不晓得他要怎么弄，我们下一步他要怎么做
？We don't know what he's going to do next.
他是不是把我们好好的放到旁边，放到窑里面去烧
？Does it move it to the side and put it in the furnace?
或者就像那个陶匠一样，他整个把它压到底要重做
？Or just like the potter did, he pressed it down and start again.
因为这窑匠他有主权。
Because this potter has the sovereignty.
不晓得这个瓶子有什么地方他不满意。
We don't know which part of this vessel he doesn't like.
或者他要做更好的器皿。
Or maybe he wants to make a better vessel.
所以我们看到22节、23节里面这边讲的有两种器皿。
And we can see in verse 22 and 33, it talks about two kinds of vessels.
一种是遭毁灭的器皿。
One is for destruction.
另一种是预备得荣耀的器皿。
The other is prepared for glory.
这第二种器皿就是神蒙神他自己的祝福的，也要领受永生生命，做神子民的人。
And the second kind is the one that would receive God's blessing and to, and.Have eternal life.
这包括犹太人，也包括外邦人，你我。
This include both Gentiles and Jews.
你会说神不公平。
You may say God is not fair.
但是你注意看。
But notice.
神对那些预备遭毁灭的器皿，也给他们什么事情呢？
God has also prepared for those prepared for destruction. What did God give them?
多多的忍耐，宽容。
Great patience.
甚至狂妄亵渎。
And even against those mockery.
就像他忍耐法老王一样。
It's like he gave patience to Pharaoh.
很多时候神在等候。
Many times God waits on us.
他等候我们来接受他。
He waits for us to receive him.
然后我们反过来看这些得荣耀的器皿。
And about these the vessels that are for glory.
是神所造的人。
It'sThe ones that God calls.
也求主让我们能够知道。
And may God let us know.
我们是都是荣耀的器。
That we are all glorious vessels.
要盛装它。
We have to respect it.
我讲一个例子，就最后结束。
And I want to give a final example.
有一次我到一个地方去领聚会.
And one time I went to a place to lead the worship.
一个姐妹, 她通常都是自己来, 然后她坐在前头.
A sister, she usually comes by herself. She sat in front.
那天我再去那个地方, 然后, 有些弟兄跟我们讲说, 哦, 这姐妹, 她打电话来说, 她有事, 哎, 她今天不会在, 这个主日不会在。
And one time I went there, and the brothers and sisters told me that she called and said she won't be here because she has some other business.
So it's fine. So 聚会的时候我却很诧异, 她带着她先生来, 坐在最后头, 就像卓勇跟慧文坐的地方。
But I was very surprised that when they she actually came that time and sat with her husband and sat in the back. Her husband normally doesn't come to worship. I only met him one time before. And he was sitting by a window. And his her husband just keep looking out of the window.
我在想他今天很难得来了, 然后为什么要看着窗外?
And I was wondering, it's so precious that he came today. Why does he keep looking out the window?
他可以像平常一样就不来就算了.
He could just not come.
那为什么今天本来说不来了, 为什么他们两个都来了, 而且来的话又看着窗外?
How come that they originally said they weren't going to come and then they came together and then he's looking outside the window?
我讲一半信息,
and I was halfway through my message and he continues to look out the window. And so finally I was talking about some examples. And he slowly turned around.
我感谢主, 不是我,
it's not because of me, because it's the word of God.
事后, 他跑来前面跟我握手,
and afterwards he came up and to shake my hand.
我没有机会跟他再谈,
I did not get a chance to talk to him.
我只求主能够不晓哪一句话, 能够得着这个人,
and I only pray that I don't know which word of God would have impact on him.
希望他也是神所预备, 能够得荣耀的器,
and I hope that he is also one of those that God has been prepared for glory.
求主怜悯我们.
May the Lord have mercy on me.
我们今天我们所学的, 我们可以说神的拣选也是我们的命定.
So today what we learn is that God's selection is also our destiny.
这拣选和命定乃是在乎招呼的神.
And this selection and destiny is based on the God who calls us.
不在于做工的人.
It's not those who work.
我们拣选完全是在他的手中.
And our election is all in him, in his hands.
第二点我要讲的就是, 如果我们认识我们神的怜悯,
and the second is if we know God's mercy,
我们就不会单单只靠我们自己的努力,
and we will not only trust in our own effort.
不是说我们不努力,
it's not because we do not work.
而是不会因着我们的失败而失望.
It's not that we will because of our failure we will be disappointed.
对于我们很多时候有一些苦恼的光景, 我们可以仰望神的怜悯.
So sometimes when we have very difficult situations, we can hope for God's mercy.
最后一点,
finally,
如果我们愿意成为贵重的器皿,
if we want to be a precious vessel,
我们要借着, 神他自己的, 让神他自己能够盛装在我们里面,
and then we have to honor him,
我们才能够彰显他的荣耀.
Then only then we can reveal his mercy, his glory.
神今天在这段里面所要跟我们说的话.
And this is what God wants to speak to us today through this passage.
让我们一起低头祷告.
Let us bow and pray.
恩主我们赞美你.
Merciful Father, we praise you.
谢谢你的主宰。
We thank you for your sovereignty.
谢谢你美好的旨意。
We thank you for your wonderful purpose.
谢谢你在我们每一个人身上的工作。
And we thank you for all the work and on every one of us.
我们唯有说我们谦卑在你面前。
We can only say we have to humble ourselves before you.
不止我们接受你成为我们的救主。
And we have to receive you as our Savior.
更是要在你的手里被你所造就。
And we have to become one to be built by your hands.
或者在我们的工作上。
Whether it's in our work,
或者在服事上。
Or in our service,
或者在我们家庭里面。
Or in our family,
你各借着各样的环境来磨练我们。
You use all circumstances to mold us.
你要把我们造成那贵重的器皿。
You want to mold us into a precious vessel.
能够盛装你。
To honor you.
让你的荣耀能够彰显出来。
And to be able to reveal your glory.
让你的名能够被称颂。
And your name be praised.
并且的荣耀、尊贵、权柄都归给你。
All glory, honor, and power is yours.
祷告都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主给我们的这些宝贵的话语，好不好？我们一起起立，我们唱诗歌365首。